it with music. Sandy and Sally in the NBC Spotlight. So girls, help yourself. Signifies the birth of a brand new year, Auld Lang Syne. Oh. 1970 has arrived on the West Coast. Happy New Year! who gets younger and more popular with each passing year, Lawrence Welk.
Well, thank you very much, Welk. Thank you. My. What a beautiful audience we have here this evening at the Hollywood Palladium. In behalf of all of our musical family, may we wish all of you a very happy, a very pleasant new year. And may we find some way to bring peace about in men's hearts this coming year. Ralph, take over.
Thank you very much, Lawrence. And ladies and gentlemen, uncorking our first number of 1970, High Tide Boogie. Fans here in the Valley in Los Angeles at the Rose Bowl, Denver, New York, Illinois, Florida, Canada, and for all of them everywhere, champagne music with the samba beat, Mama Yo Carol. Thank you.
Carroll. Well, one of the big hits of the past year, written by Rod McCune, now sung by the newest member in Lawrence Welk's musical family, the pride of Providence, Rhode Island, Clay Hart, singing Lawrence Welk's title album, Gene.
Gene, Gene, roses are red, all of the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are slow, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow, Gene. Gene, Gene, you're young and alive, come out of your half-dream dream, and run, if you will, to the top of the hill, open your arms, funny Gene. Till the sheep in the valley come home my way. Till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for my Gene. Gene. Roses are red, and all of the leaves have gone green, and the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow haze. Come into my arms, Bonnie Jean, till the sheep in the valley come home my way, till the stars fall around me and find me alone. When the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for my Gene. Gene, roses are red, and all of the leaves have gone green, and the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow haze. Come into my arms, Bonnie Jean. Come into my arms, my Bonnie Jean.
The voice of Clay Hart. Well, it's polka time on our New Year's Eve celebration as Lawrence Welk's right-hand man, Myron Florin, is ready to roll out the beer barrel polka.
Thank you.
maybe. Let's join Dick Dale. Lift that cup and join him with one cup of happiness.
Say, waiter, would you kindly stop? Take my order, please. Tonight I'm full of emptiness and old-time memories. So I need something special that'll chase the blues away and help me to forget about the dreams of yesterday. Just bring me one cup of happiness and one piece of mind. I'll take the biggest slice of life that you can find. I think that's all I'm gonna need to leave the blues behind. One cup of happiness, one piece of mind. You know it may sound funny, but when I was passing by, the sign up in your window is the thing that caught my eye. So I need something special that'll chase the blues away and help me to forget about the dreams of yesterday. Just bring me one cup of happiness and one piece of mind. I'll take the biggest slice of life that you can find. I think that's all I'm gonna need to leave the blues behind. One cup of happiness and one piece of mind.
Hollywood Palladium applause for Dick Dale, Algona, Iowa. Now the Champagne Music Makers band together. Keep everyone in a dancing mood as they begin. The Beguine. That old favorite, Begin the Beguine. Now let's all share a love song as we call on the bubbling gentleman from Jersey City, New Jersey, Bob Lido, as he spells out love.
Now L is for the way you look at me. And O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. And love is more than just a game for two. Say two in love can make it. Take my heart, but please don't break it. Love was made for you and me. Is more than just a game for two. Say two in love can make it. Take my heart, but please don't break it. Love was made for you and me. For you and me. For you and me. L-O-V-E, love.
Thank you, Bob Lito. Now back to dancing, Lawrence Welk and Company. Remember this one? On the street where you live. One thing, Lawrence Welk's popular Bubbles in the Wine. Ah, good. good people wherever you are. Thank you very much for tuning us in. You've been listening while we've been dancing and celebrating and welcoming brand new 1970. Wherever you are, on behalf of Lawrence Welk, this is Ralph Porner saying, may you all be blessed with the best of happiness and inner contentment. Also, we like to say that this portion of NBC New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians. May we thank you.
The NBC All-Star Parade of Bands continues following NBC News on the NBC Radio Network.
NBC Radio News. Now here's Ken Bell.
It's reported from Saigon that during the current official truce period in South Vietnam, American deaths have been brought to the 40,000 mark in 9 years of fighting. Five Americans were killed in one of 52 reported enemy violations of the ceasefire. The men were slain during shelling of U.S. positions near Da Nang. The U.S. command said 40 of the enemy were killed. Vice President Spiro Agnew is in Vietnam. He arrived several hours ago from Manila and talked with South Vietnamese President Tu. It is Mr. Agnew's first trip to Vietnam, and he's expected to visit troops in the field before leaving for Taiwan on Friday. Communist China has predicted that the 1970s will be stormy years with fierce battles between revolutionaries and counter-revolutionaries. At the same time, it promised to live up to the hopes placed in her by revolutionaries in their struggle, it said, against U.S. and Soviet-led imperialism and revisionism. A U.S. presidential commission has agreed that an all-volunteer army should be established. The commission's executive director, Dean William Meckling of the University of Rochester, New York, says 1970 is the logical time for Congress to consider such an action. The move is estimated to entail costs of an additional $2 to $4 billion a year. He says the commission's report will be sent to President Nixon on January 10th. Aside from the millions of private celebrations to usher in the new year, in London the thing to do was gather and cheer at Trafalgar Square or Piccadilly Circus. In the United States, in New York, make whoopee in Times Square or Central Park. In Houston, a gigantic party at the Astrodome. It's now 1970 all over the United States, and Northern California has introduced several innovations to welcome the new year. A report from Bob Lazich in San Francisco.
The old federal prison on Alcatraz is alive at this hour with a celebration unlike anything ever planned behind those gray walls. The Indians who seized the island last November and still occupy it as the start of a new nation have a rock concert going, but no fire water is allowed. San Francisco's North Beach, which gave the topless its start, is offering the bottomless, knowing the new year could bring a new law against such forms of expression. In Sacramento, holiday drinkers are enjoying a shuttle bus service between bars, but there's no promise of a drive home. Davis, California police have a solution. They'll drive you home, no questions asked. One culprit in the party, the foghorns in San Francisco Bay. They've been huffing and puffing for 10 days. Engineers have not been able to turn them off. How would you like to wake to that later today? Robert Lazich, NBC News, San Francisco.
Five French-made gunboats are safely tied up in the Israeli port of Haifa. They were sneaked out of a French port Christmas Day and left a frantic international dispute over the broken French arms embargo. France has announced the suspension of two top defense ministry officials on charges of collusion in the affair. President Nixon celebrated New Year's Eve quietly at his home in San Clemente, California. A White House aide says Mr. Nixon plans to watch televised football bowl games New Year's Day and start working on the State of the Union message. Repeating the top story, with the battle deaths of five Americans during the official ceasefire period, the number of Americans killed in Vietnam during 9 years of fighting has now passed the 40,000 mark. This is Ken Bell, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again over most of these same stations for NBC Radio News.
NBC Radio continues its all-star parade of bands celebration across the nation. This is Jim Wilkie in the Westlake Room of the Washington Plaza Hotel in Seattle. And here's music by Woody Herman and the Thundering Herd. Here's music by Woody Herman and the orchestra live. And now here's wishing you a Happy New Year back in the 40s style. Here's the Woodchopper's Ball.
Working on a barge down in New Orleans, spending all my money on the Cajun queens. Working for the morning till the end of day, that's when I go out to play. I'm working on a muddy Mississippi line, they pay me $10 and I don't save a dime. Always seem to make enough to see me through, I bet you $5 I'm as happy as you. I got a lot of friends down in New Orleans, working on the docks, loading coffee and beans. Hard-working people who will lend you a hand, help you any way they can. My daddy was a Mississippi River man. My mama was a Cajun from the heart of the land. They taught me how to love the Mississippi mud. There's Mississippi water flowing in my blood.
Thank you.
loved the Mississippi like it was my own. As long as I remember, it has been my home. I know it's kind of muddy, but it sure looks fine when you're riding on the muddy Mississippi line.
One, two, three.
Mississippi line.
Woody Herman and the band, live for the Westlake Plaza here in Seattle.
And here's a very pretty tune for a little change of pace. Cherie Amour. One called Woody's Whistle. You can join me if you care to.
To the music of Woody Herman and the Thundering Herd live from the Westlake Room of the Washington Plaza Hotel here in Seattle. This is Jim Wilkie wishing you a happy new year for all of us here in Seattle. This portion of NBC's New Year's Eve All-Star Parade of Bands was presented through the courtesy of the American Federation of Musicians.
Happy the NBC Radio Network.
NBC Radio News. Now here's Ken Bell.
It's reported from Saigon that America has now lost more than 40,000 men killed in action in Vietnam. The official total will be announced by the U.S. command later Thursday in its weekly casualty report. Headquarters said last week a total of 39,893 Americans had been killed in the war from January 1961 through Saturday, December 20th. Five Americans were killed and six wounded early Thursday in an enemy mortar and small arms attack that shattered the New Year's ceasefire near Da Nang. They were the first U.S. battle casualties of 1970. The Allied command says the attack was one of 52 reported enemy-initiated incidents. The ceasefire is scheduled to end at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Vice President Agnew is in South Vietnam for a meeting with President Tu and a New Year's Day visit with American troops. Mr. Agnew flew to Saigon Thursday from Manila, interrupting his 10-nation tour. He's scheduled to go on to Formosa Friday. Five French-made gunboats are in the harbor of Haifa, Israel, after a 3,000-mile voyage and in the midst of an international flap. They were spirited out of a French harbor where they had been impounded by the French embargo on arms sales to Israel. The incident of the gunboats has resulted in suspension of two top officials of the French government, under whose authority the vessels had been allowed to depart Cherbourg Harbor. Celebrations across the nation are marking the start of 1970. In New York, thousands were at Times Square to watch the traditional ball of light descend from the Allied chemical tower at midnight. Special church services were held in many cities, while a number of Vietnam vigils were underway to pray for peace. In Pasadena, California, people already have started gathering along Colorado Boulevard to ensure themselves a good view of the Tournament of Roses parade on New Year's Day. In New York City, the threat of a bus and subway strike confronts millions of riders. A report from Frank Gorin.
It is now a little more than an hour before the deadline. At 5 a.m. Eastern Time, Union Transit workers are under orders from their leaders to park the buses and halt the subways, and millions of New Yorkers will be without public transportation on the first day of the 70s. It may not happen. Management and union negotiators are still at the bargaining table, but the last message from Mayor Lindsay's mediation team was somber and pessimistic. Both sides were still far apart on a wide range of contract issues. The message was not hopeful for the strap hangers of New York. 7 million use the subways and buses every day. In 1966, the 35,000 transit workers did indeed strike. It cost New York's economy $1 billion, and that's not counting the human chaos of a city without public transportation. And the stage is set tonight for a replay. Only a settlement can stop it, and there's only an hour left. Frank Gorin, NBC News, New York.
President Nixon and his family are celebrating New Year's Eve quietly at their home in San Clemente, California. The president's schedule for New Year's Day also is on the quiet side. Mr. Nixon has said he will watch football bowl games on television and sign one bill, but he didn't say which bill it will be. Former Vice President Hubert Humphrey said Wednesday that the Nixon administration has its priorities upside down. He said that the administration seems more interested in defusing opposition and protest than in confronting problems which cause the dissent. Mr. Humphrey described Mr. Nixon's leadership as puny. With the new year, a new broadcasting code on cigarette advertising. The new code was given a last-minute go-ahead New Year's Eve day by the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington. It rejected an appeal from the American Brands Company. The new code requires a cigarette advertiser who claims low tar or nicotine for his product to say just how low the level is. Repeating the top story, reports from Saigon say that 40,000 Americans have now been killed in 9 years of fighting in Vietnam. This is Ken Bell, NBC News, reporting.
Listen again over most of these same stations for NBC Radio News.